Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Today on In Focus, we highlight the Perth Rotary Club's 75 years of service to the community prior to its closing the end of June. Bruce Kemp joins us to talk about his term as president and to reflect on the contributions the Rotary Club has made over the years. Hi, Bruce. Welcome.
Hi there. Thank you.
So how difficult was the decision to close the club?
Oh, it certainly wasn't an easy one because a lot of the members have dedicated, in some cases, more than 50 years of service to the community through the Rotary Club. And it has really been their life to be able to participate in the life of the community in so many positive ways. The club has been composed over the years of a number of people in business in the community, leaders both in all branches. And this was their way of giving back to the community, community service. That's how Rotary got started. It was business people coming together. It was the vision of one man called Paul Harris back in Chicago. And their first actual community project was to build a public washroom, a public toilet in the area downtown in Chicago that people could access, which really helped with sanitation back then. And sanitation, clean water, access to education, things like this, and promoting world peace. These have been some of the cornerstones of Rotary over the years and continue to be, even though our club isn't able to continue at this time.
Mm. Now, how many members have you had, or just before closing, how many members were there?
Just before closing, we had just under 20 members. Unfortunately, I was probably about the third youngest, and I'm past 65. So a number of the members just were not physically able to do some of the projects that we might have been able to do. And Ribfest, which was our big fundraiser, was one that suffered because after the 2 years of the pandemic and coming back, and I looked at some of these guys and I thought, whoa, they've aged on me. And it sort of pushed the whole process forward. We really didn't have enough bodies that could really mount anything significant. And we were really losing, I guess we just couldn't carry on the way we wanted to. So our ability to raise funds and put funds back in the community became so limited that it really didn't make sense. We would have been down to maybe five or six. And, you start rolling it around and you realize that, it's time to give it up.
Must have been a sad day for you and the members. What are your personal thoughts on the closure?
I regret it. I've been in Rotary since the 1980s in different clubs and different places. And I still believe strongly in what Rotary can do, but we were unable to secure the younger generation to come and be part of this with us. Some of them would be willing to come and help with the project, but we couldn't necessarily get them involved in a regular basis with the club. So I told them in the end, I said, we really had to look at this with our head, not our heart, because our hearts were telling us we didn't want to give up, but our heads told us that it was time. And so, yeah, it's sad to see it go. I know there'll be some gaps in the community because some of the funding that we were able to put in isn't going to be there. I don't know. It's a sign of the times or what, but a lot of small communities, our service clubs are not doing well.
It seems to be indicative of our times, doesn't it? A lot of organizations are having problems with attendance and people volunteering to help. It seems that way now, doesn't it?
It does. And it's a struggle everywhere. I know even clubs that seem to be doing well on the outside, if you really start looking inside, they start to have problems with leadership, with people stepping up to take leadership. And I understand younger families. I mean, you're in business, you've got your business, you've got your family. I went through that too. I wasn't able to be as active when I was younger in Rotary as I was later. But at the same time, you have to make a commitment somewhere if you want to be part of your community and give back to the community. And I think it's so important for the business owners in town to remember that, you know, service clubs are one good way for us to come together and do something positive. And I know they will do things positive. I know people will step up and do things, but it's just, you know, it's, I don't know what more to say.
Yeah. What has made the Perth Rotary Club so special? What was its main focus?
Its main focus was building up and improving the life of the people in our community and around our community. And they did this over the years in so many ways. They were so instrumental in building up the farming community, helping out young people, going through the 4-H program and things like that. They actually were, I look back in the history, and they were actually instrumental in starting what we know now as the Mountain of Food.
Really?
It was a Rotary Club that started that, and then eventually it got taken over. And that's what sort of the hope is, that some of these wonderful things that we got involved with and were the catalyst for, it's nice to see the community stepping up, picking them up, and only hope they could pick up a little bit more.
And being available or you know, growing in a different form out of what the Rotary Club has started.
Yeah, and that's good. And so, like, once again, we're very, very happy to see those things being picked up. Same thing with Marywood, the Easter Seals camp outside town. That was something that the Rotary Club in its heyday was quite instrumental in funding and continued to fund over the years, giving, you know, money back into there to try and help those families and those children who came there.
And let's talk about some of the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about some of the other, there's the Marywood Easter Seals camp, and is well known. And what about some of the other contributions that the club has made over the years in the Perth area?
Well, when it's a long time ago now, I guess, for people, but when that indoor pool was put in, the club was instrumental in supporting that. There was about, I think, more than $30,000 at the time was invested by the club in that indoor pool. Once again, to provide something for the community to be able to have, especially through those wonderful long winter months. And through that, I mean, they supported the Stingrays, the swim club. Which is, you know, that facility has been wonderful for them. I think also too, the fountains that are in the Tay Basin, people may not know or remember that it was the Rotary Club that was instrumental in getting those installed, and sort of adds to the beautification of the community. We also planted a number of trees along Wilson. That was part of a beautification project that was done to celebrate a special anniversary, the 200th anniversary of Perth. We have the Perth gardens, the Rotary Gardens over at the park, I'm trying to remember the name of it, over by the Bandshell there. And we're
Stewart
behind
Park.
City Hall. Stewart mm-hmm. Park. We have wonderful gardens there that members, even though Rotary has stopped, they continue to go over and take care of and maintain, and have added a lot to it. Over the years, the club has been instrumental in reading programs to help literacy for children.
Literacy programs, and, right.
Yeah. Put a significant amount into that, and also some of the members would even have gone to the schools to read with the kids.
Incredible. And of course, not to forget about the contribution to the hospitals, the Perth and Smith Falls hospitals as well.
Exactly.
That's a big one.
Yeah. And over the years, like, you know, special fundraisers were done for it. The list of events that they did, spaghetti nights, they did special evenings, dancing, they had fiddler competitions, they had Poets in the Park. They have the list of things they tried and did over the years was amazing, and the energy that they put into the community. I think people looking back and just amazed at how these people found the time and the energy to do it, as well as running businesses. You know, they really gave a lot.
And that energy is going to be missed, I'm sure, very much.
Yes, it is. It is. And, a number of the members, like I said, are in their later 80s and into their early 90s now. But they gave as much as they could to their community and are certainly quite pleased with what they've accomplished. And my hat goes out to those guys because they really did step up.
Absolutely. Where would we be without volunteers, right?
Yes, and we were thankful for the volunteers that did come out to help us with Ribfest and other events. We didn't have the manpower ourselves, or the person power, I guess we have to say today, but we certainly did appreciate the groups in the community who did bring out with volunteers and helped us to make our events as successful as they were, especially Ribfest in these later years.
So, Bruce, how were the funds raised for all these activities?
Well, a number of them were raised just through special events. We sold carnations. It latterly has been the Rib Fest. We were fortunate enough also to be able to sell Nevada tickets for a while. We were fortunate enough to be able to secure empty bottles out at the Stanleyville site. And monies from that and some other projects were then funneled back into our community. We were able on a regular basis to be contributing between $40,000 to $50,000 a year into projects in the community. And in our final, through COVID, we still were able to give significant amounts to people. They were actually surprised that we could. We tried our best to support the table, to support the Lanark Highlands food pantry. We know that the need out in the outlying areas was even greater at times, especially through the pandemic. And so in the end, when we finished off and closed down our books, we were able to contribute in the end just over $92,000 just in the last 2 months.
That's incredible. That was your final disbursement then.
That was a final disbursement, just over $92,000. And it was certainly welcomed by the groups, but also, we got a lot of letters of thanks back from them for all that we have done and all that we have helped them with. And, they certainly are wishing us well as we go forward into whatever else we might get into.
Now, some of the other campaigns that you've been involved with, I'm thinking Educator of the Year Awards, Students
Yep.
Awards, literacy programs, the Perth Medal. I'm just reading a list here. Do you want
Yes.
to talk for just a minute about those?
Well, I can't say too much about the Perth Medal in that because it sort of was a little bit before my time. But one thing I can tell you is that because of donations that we made to the Perth and District Community Foundation, scholarships are going to be able to continue to be given to students at the high schools because we have money invested there, and they're going to be able to continue to give those scholarships out in the coming years. And so I'm very pleased about that. I was talking to a lady who's running the foundation now, and she assured me that that would happen and that Rotary would be noted as being the one that was donating, making these scholarships available.
Right.
One other thing maybe to note is that we were very thankful for the support we had from the community for Polio Plus campaign. We were actually one, if not the top club in the whole of our district, of our Eastern Ontario, Northern New York district, in terms of Polio Plus. Through community donations and that, we were up to raising somewhere between $7,000 and $8,000 a year for Polio Plus.
What is Polio Plus?
Polio Plus was a program instituted by Rotary to try and eradicate polio in the world. And we are now down to, I think it's somewhere less than 2% in the world where polio is only two countries, I think, are still affected by it. And Bill Gates and his wife have been participating with us for the last number of years. And because of that, our $7,000 to $8,000 that we raise here becomes about $21,000. And the cost per dose of the vaccine to protect children from polio is less than $2, I think even less than $1 a dose. And it's just incredible what we have been able to accomplish over the years. And the community of Perth has been just fabulous in terms of giving to us in that respect too.
It sounds like the Rotary Club is very active internationally as well, around the world, not just locally.
Oh yes, we were involved with donating to Shelterbox Canada, which sends out shelters to affected areas of where there's been a major storm or disaster. We also participated over the years with the Guatemala Stove Project, which you may be familiar with. And that is providing stoves to people down in Guatemala so that they do not have the smoke from the fires. It uses less fuel. There's less complications for them health-wise. And so we have participated with them over the number of years, too.
You know, listening to you speak, it's really incredible. And me, myself, for one, I didn't realize the Rotary was involved in so many wonderful programs and wonderful things to help people. And maybe our listeners weren't aware either. So, you know, this has been really an eye-opener, you coming on to speak with us today, because just wasn't aware of all the wonderful things that the Rotary Club in Perth has done. It's amazing, really.
Yeah, we were probably too modest about it and didn't blow our horn enough. No.
Now, let's just, before we finish, the club's final event was the annual Strawberry Social, the end of June. Describe that evening for us and what it meant to you and the members.
Well, it was, I think it was great that we could still do it, because coming through the pandemic, we really felt so hampered by what we couldn't do. And so being able to put that event on and have the Perth band there playing, and it was heartwarming. It was heartwarming the number of people that came out. We had quite a few people there, well over 100 people were there for it. And one of our members, John Gibb Carsley, who has run the social for the last number of years, he was able to address the crowd and thank them so much for coming out and for helping us to do that one final event. And it was so good to have so many of the members come out to help, because, you know, the club had already taken the step of voting that they were going to close down. We had our closing celebration the day before. And the fact that they still came out for that was wonderful.
It was a nice way to sort of wrap it up for everybody, getting together like that and sharing some memories, right?
Oh, it certainly was. And when we had our final celebration, I asked each one of them there to share special memories of their time in Rotary. And, you know, it was a sad time for them, but at the end, they felt closure, which was so important.
Bruce, I want to thank you very much for this. It's been very interesting.
You're very welcome.
And, you know, 75 years of service to the community is exceptional. Rotary will be missed in Perth, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Bruce, thanks so much again.
You're welcome.
Take care. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I've been speaking with Bruce Kemp about the closure of the Perth Rotary Club. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.